Into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Productions, THC Podcast, Terrible Horror Crap, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts here at boygob.com, YouTube, Fancy Dan page, Facebook, the podcast page, and I think we're on the DWN, actual DWN Productions page. So I apologize for that, Joe. How are you doing? How's been your week and a half?
Hey, Tom, as usual, at the beginning of this show, I'm trying to fucking add this thing to whatever. I'm trying to share it.
Share, yes.
And tell people we're alive.
We are live, and we do have one watcher, which is probably me, that I'm sharing right now. So there's that, but fuck it, Joe. How was your week? I would hope better than mine.
Tom, like, yeah, my week was pretty good, I guess. Like, I went down to Corpus and, you know, got to spend time with the family, got to see the grandkid, you know, who doesn't fucking know me at all. So, like, he, like, you know, sees me and, like, who the fuck's this dude, and is scared and doesn't want to be around me. But that's cool. I get it. You know, good for you, kid. Good for you, kid. Be safe. Don't fucking talk to strangers. As Dio said, fuck yeah. All right, so that kid is living the deal.
Number seven.
You know, and I love him for it. So he is, like, living that life. And but, yeah, I got to pick up some tortillas down there in Corpus and bring them back, and we got them in the freezer because you can't find good tortillas here in Dallas. Fuck no, you can't. Hey, Tom, what's coming up, Joe? To Texas Frightmare Weekend, and I saw that they had an Italian menu, which is fucking great.
No. They don't have an Italian menu. They have an Italian station.
Mm-hmm.
With $13 right. Spaghetti.
A station with spaghetti.
I mean, it goes without saying, but yeah, I'm going to try it.
Woo! I know. So... yeah, so fuck yeah, like in like 2 days, looking forward to hanging out with you, looking forward to hanging out with our British friend David, you know, he's going to be there, you know, we're going to talk to him about Cruel Jaws, maybe we'll get that on camera, I don't fucking know.
You know, we'll- I mean, dude puts out a lot of the fucking alternative Italian shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, after a certain amount of time, somebody's going to say something. But
right.
It was probably just, hey, take that down, mate, and say, yes, sir.
Yeah. And he did take a risk doing that whole Jaws 3 and Terminator 2 and shit.
It is what it is. It's funny. It's a good novelty.
It's bound to come back. And, hey, that shit's worth money now. If you have it, fucking sell it. Sell it now. No, sell it now. Don't wait.
While the hype's there, for
sure. Right. Don't think it's going to be fucking incredibly worth money like 2 years from now. Sell it now.
Mm-hmm. You got to do it while the hype's there.
Yeah. Remember all that Valiant comic shit, you know, way back?
Remember the issue with Batman's penis?
Yeah. Remember that? Like, how much is that worth now? Nothing.
$3. Mm-hmm. It cost me four. $2.50.
Yep. Yeah, you got to do it while it's hot, man. Yeah, so I got a lot of shirts loaded up. I'm hoping people like them. I don't know if they will. I don't give a fuck. At this point, I'm like real tired, Tom. I'm really fucking
tired. I understand.
Yeah, and you've got some new shit coming out there.
No, I don't. I have one new mask.
Yeah, but fuck yeah, you know, for what you do, because it's a big process for you. I mean, that's a fucking lot, right?
No.
It's only been like 2.5 years since we had to do this show.
Okay, well, I have new pieces that have never been at Frightmare before. We can
right,
say that.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, I mean, I specifically made sure, like, I had some pieces I've never taken. Can you believe it, Frightmare? No one has said, it's a clock.
Right.
So I didn't hear that this weekend.
Exactly. So, yeah, I was the same thing, looking through the screens that I had, and it's like, have I taken this to Frightmare? When did I fucking make this screen? And I didn't fucking know. I was like, no, I don't. Fuck it. Let me do like 10 of these shirts and fucking people buy them. Great. They don't. Fuck it. You know?
Let's hope so.
I hope so.
Yeah, I could use some stuff selling this. So hopefully, shit. Cause I mean, I definitely plan on getting a few Blu-rays. I have 3 that I definitely know I'm getting. So
well, yeah, we got our friends Vinegar Syndrome there. We got our friends
Severin.
Severin.
Which should have been first.
There. Yeah. We got our friends Aero
there. Yeah, that one I don't now see what they have, but I pretty much got all the shit from them I want.
And then we got our friends that produced or distributed your movie. What are they called?
Oh, Wild Eye. They might be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see.
We'll see.
Oh, shit. I don't know. But, yeah, man, fucking a lot of people have been dropping out. I've seen that. Which, I mean, to be expected, I guess. But
yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'm okay with the vendors dropping out. Fuck them, you know. But I don't know. It's weird. It's weird times.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. I don't want to say this is like we just got to get it done show, but this kind of feels like, all right, we got a contract. We just got to get this motherfucker done and do it up next year.
It is. So, speaking of that, when are we going to have the next episode? Because this is a kind of weird time.
I would think Monday, right?
Okay. I mean, I won't have seen shit, but okay. Yeah,
it'll be our anal Frightmare recap that we weren't able to have for the 2 years.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
But no, you got to watch Dust Till Dawn 3 in Spider-Man. So you
okay, I can do that shit, in that time. Yeah, for sure.
So it'll be all right. It'll be a little bit like this week, Joe.
Right, like this week when I watched a movie called The Devil Below.
Me.
You ever heard of this one?
The Devil Below Me? Not,
it's a piece of shit. It's about some fucking archaeologists, or I don't know what the fuck they are. There's some scientists. They're looking for a town that disappeared that was a mining town. They go and find it, and there's like monsters that the local fucking town people are keeping in fucking like electrical fences or whatever. Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. It's just like, you know, they're just monsters that crawl around and they're real stupid. And I didn't like this movie at all, Tom. The Devil Below, you should probably not watch it. It's on fucking on Netflix, and Netflix is putting out just shit lately. And this this is one of the shits that they're churning out. So, no to this movie.
Looks like they copied the Feast Monster and just stuck him on the bottom of the poster.
Yeah. Pretty much. Little long legs. Like, let's crawl around and bite people and suck.
Like a Spydra?
Exactly, a Spydra. That's what I was thinking.
I know.
Spydra.
So I got fucked over a few days ago. I think it was Friday or Saturday. Probably Friday, because every Friday I'll go on the old Amazon new release rentals section and just see what came out, anything worth a fuck. And there was a movie with an angry white lady on it, just her face, not really her hair or anything, but just a like MODOK style. She was mean looking, and it said Karen. And I said, all right, I'm sold. Fuck it. Either way, it's either going to suck a dick and it'll be funny, or it'll be like, oh, you know, we're making this funny exploitation movie. So I plopped down my $6 in No Rush Rewards credit from Amazon and watched Karen. And then when I was done watching it, I found out it was a fucking BET movie, so I just could have turned on the fucking TV and watched it for nothing. Fucking assholes. But yeah, this made-for-TV bullshit is fucking hot garbage. It is, it's funny to laugh at, for sure, but this seemed like some fucking Big Spike Lee fan. Big Spike Lee fan fresh out of college trying to say something, but he fucking fumbled the ball. And it's fucked. It starts out with it's like a chalk drawing on the street or something that says Black Lives Matter. And then old Karen comes with a bucket of water and splash and starts scrubbing it away. She's like, all right. This movie is not going to be subtle at all. And it wasn't. Not at all. So it sucked. Like, that should be said. It's a made-for-TV movie that premiered on BET. And from what I hear, BET isn't even owned by black people. So go figure. I didn't look it up to fact-check anything, but that's what I heard. So, it sucked a dick.
Is Karen hot, at least?
Is she what?
Hot.
No, it's not even, like, you know, your stereotypical Karen. It's like a short, not really, when you think of Karen, you know, at least I do, it's like maybe 40 pounds, overweight, has that, like, weird bleach-streaked hair. That's like kind of flopped over and shit. This was just like some little skinny lady with black hair who kind of had that thing. Like, it wasn't cast right, for one. The look wasn't there. And there wasn't really a whole lot to it. It was more supposed to be like, man, can you believe how racist this lady is? But I mean, the movie just sucked a dick, so nobody gave a fuck. And it was just so in your face and not being subtle at all.
So, like, I've read the synopsis. So this couple moves in, and a
black couple.
A black couple. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to say that because, you know, I don't think that way. But,
well, you should, because the movie has to make sure you think this way.
So they move in, and then this Karen starts fucking with them, you know, tell them, hey, you're black, you know, I'm like, we got a General E. Lee fucking statue over here.
No, but she does have a soap dispenser in her bathroom with a rebel flag on it. And then also in the bathroom, there's like framed pictures of old general colonels and shit. Like, she's not all hillbilly racist, hang them all type lady. She's like, you know, a suburban soccer mom type lady. Like, why would she have this stuff in her bathroom?
Yeah,
she hates, like, her husband was a cop, and he was murdered by some black people. So that's her whole thing, why she hates black people. And of course, her brother's a cop, and he's the, hey, boy, what are you doing around here, cop? Let me sprinkle some coke on you type of guy. And then whack you in the knees, Nancy style.
So with the couple that moves in is the
young they're black lady. As fuck, and they is wanted you to know.
Hot or not?
Say that again. Was the lady hot or not?
Is the young lady, the one that moves in, is she, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, she was pretty. That's why they fucking hired her. Yeah. What kind of, she's in a movie.
No, but I'm trying to say, is it like something to where, you know, when there's a rape scene, there's a...
there is no rape scene.
To where the white cop is like, man, I shouldn't be doing this because I'm a good old white boy and I shouldn't be, you know.
No, it is not an exploitation movie.
On this.
No, I understand. You're thinking of like if it was an exploitation movie,
right?
But it wasn't.
It's not an exploitation.
Not at all. Okay. This is almost a Lifetime movie, dude.
Well, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, but it's so bad that it's funny. Like, I highly recommend people watch this, but just like Ma, like, if that would they took that premise and made an exploitation movie, it'd be fucking awesome. But this wasn't. This was just some fucking, like, guy trying to be Spike Lee and failing at it. Like, the last shot is, like, the whole thing, I would highly recommend it because it sucks. The fucking, like, the people who buy the house, like the kind of art you like or whatever, but they have, like, that fucking African traditional art in their house and, like, African swords and shit, which I didn't even know there were African swords.
So they got elephants and stuff? Like,
I mean, the budget's not that high, but, you know, they just made up their stuff. So, you know, like, this is Africa. They want you to know this. These are black people, okay? Like, he's wearing his fucking, in his house, at the dinner party he's having, he's wearing, like, one of those, it's not a scarf, but, you know, like, one of those drapery things in the African colors and shit.
Yeah, a robe.
And, like,
year or whatever the fuck
there, it's called. It might be that, but I think that's the dude from Lion King, actually. Joe.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not black. I don't know. I want to apologize to our maybe no black listeners.
But like I'm saying, the shit is not subtle at all. It's just like in your face. Like, you get it? You fucking get it? Hey, you fuck, do you get it? You get it? And fucking, it sucks. Like, the message is just, they fumbled that shit. And they didn't make an entertaining movie. I mean, they did, because it sucks and you can giggle at the shit. But, it's just a messy fucking, can you believe that we have a crazy entitled racist neighbor named Karen, who's a Karen? Subtlety. So yeah, highly recommended. I did write it on the best of the year movies. But yeah, I'd say watch it. Watch it with a couple beers and giggle at how piss poor this movie was put together. not $6 worth, but I mean, there's nothing that's going to be edited out of fucking the TV version of Karen. Just watch. I'm sure they're going to play it all the time because they're happy with themselves. Fuck, dude. So the dude doesn't want his fucking wife knowing he smokes weed. So he smokes weed in the fucking his car on the driveway, and Karen, hey, what are you doing in there? Like acting all buddy buddy and shit. And then her brother cop fucking pulls him over and just fucking like he goes to his trunk and does a anybody looking and just pulls out a giant bag. What do we have here, sir? It's just a lot of fucking unsubtle shit like that, that you're just sitting there like, what the fuck are we doing here, guys? You got paid to make this? This is on actual TV? The fuck? The end's just fucking the worst press conference you have ever seen. It's just like three guys and one fucking old dude playing the trumpet while they're talking. It fucking, they wanted to be Spike Lee so bad, and they are not. I think the guy's name is Coke Daniels, I think, but I'm not sure. And then it ends with like some lady dancing, and it's just her silhouette over the fucking credits with like African colors and shit, just so you remember this is a black movie, I guess. It fucking, you're not a good filmmaker, my friend. I'm sorry, but do better next time. Learn from this and do better next time. This is the kind of shit Tyler Perry watched. And he was like, no, what's going on here?
I will do two more movies and then he'll be doing a Marvel movie.
He'll be doing two more movies and then doing a podcast with his aging Mexican friend. Oh, shit. Highly recommend Karen the movie.
I watched The Howlin' Wolf Story. That's a documentary on the blues artist Howlin' Wolf. And
Wolf? Is that W-U-F-F?
W-O-L-F. Yeah. Wolf is silent, I think. Wolf. No, it's there. But, Yeah, so this is it's his story, and it's like it's not like he has a big story to tell because he was just it's pretty basic. He grew up poor as shit and like went off to sing the blues, got fucking rich on it, and then died. But like his mom, there's a whole big thing with his mom. Like his mom was very, very religious and wouldn't fucking put up with him like singing the blues and never wanted to talk to him.
Cause it's the devil's music, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what she said. It's the devil's music. And it's
of course
like,
no. It is. All music is.
And it's like, mom, I'll take you out of that farm and put you out in a big house and shit. No, fuck you, son. I don't want any of that. And so, I mean, that's the big takeaway from this. But like, if you're a fan of early blues and you're a fan of this guy, this documentary has a lot of shit, a lot of live performances that I've never seen that were kick ass, you know. And it's like, you know, I like it. I I'm a big fan of the blues. Like Tom, you're a big fan of Juggalo shit. And if
no, I like the blues. Blind Melon Chitlin's the man.
Yeah. You know, but yeah. So, yeah, I like this a lot. This may end up on my top 10 list because there's nothing else on it. This is good shit, man.
Well, come on. Shang-Chi's coming in at number one, right, bud?
Yeah, I've heard that because there's nothing else in the theater. Wow, it made $30 million.
I think they're pronouncing it Shang-Chi.
Yeah, whatever. It looks like shit. She.
Yeah, I mean, you'll watch it, but I won't.
Yeah. I will watch it in about 6 years.
When you get to it.
So anyway, you know, fucking Howlin' Wolf. Somebody go, my mother.
Tell her the shape I'm in.
And yeah, so that's a real song. You
know? I'm going down slow.
Yeah, so he wanted
that's all you to had to say. I don't know the motherfucker's name.
Yeah, because in that song, it's like fuck, his mom wasn't talking to him. He's like, hey, tell my mom I'm dying. Not that she'll give a shit because I'm singing the devil's music.
In all honesty, the only reason I know that song is because on one of the last appearances Patrice O'Neill made on Opie and Anthony, he sang that song. Then, like, a month later, he was dead.
Yeah, that's what he deserves. Sorry. What? Yeah, don't fuck around like that.
You know? What do you mean, don't fuck around like that?
You heard me. It's like, that's a death song. That's a song that's saying you're fucking dying.
Well, we both sang it, you fuck.
We're both fucking dying.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't share my shit publicly like you do, but yeah, I'm fucking... Well, anyway, what did you watch, Tom?
Joe's slow death in front of my eyes. But that's all I watched, Joe.
No, it's been like 8 weeks since we recorded, and that's all you
watched. Yeah, I got a lot going on, Joe.
All right.
I got a lot going on.
So, Tom, I watched the second season because I went to my parents' house and they have Cinemax on demand.
Did you say your parents' house?
Yes.
So you stayed in a cage?
Yes.
Did you pee on newspaper?
Yes.
And eat seed?
Yes, but I got to watch Tales from the Tour Bus season 2. You know, and you're a big fan of Mike Judge, right?
Who?
Yeah. So anyway, this is his show where he just like follows different musical people. In the first season, it was just all country people. In this second season, it's all the funk people. And when you're a big fan of funk, aren't you? You're a big fan of funk, aren't
you? Because I'm fat.
Yes, because you're fat. You're either a fan of funk, or you're a fan of Juggalo.
So. Or you're a fat funk. Yeah.
Right. So he talks about, he follows George Clinton. He follows Bootsy Collins.
Oh, shit.
He follows Rick James and James Brown. And the shit's good. This show is just funny as shit because it's real stories. It's about stories of people just fucking up. Being drunk, being on the road, and like just being stupid. It's good shit, dude. I'm surprised you haven't seen it and that you don't like it.
I don't watch much TV, dog.
But you don't like, you don't watch much TV. Whatever. You with your fucking
Nanny Box set.
Superhero kids and, you know.
Superhero Squad. Oh, you're probably talking about Teen Titans Go.
No, I'm talking about those the one that's a ripoff of Johnny Quest. The one that you love that's never
coming. Oh, the Tom and Jerry kids.
Yeah. Hopefully it never comes back because that shit sucks.
They're getting a movie and then it's going.
So if any of you can watch Tales from the Tour Bus, it is funny as shit. Even if you're not into country music. It's funny as shit. Even if you're not into funk music, it's funny as shit. Good stuff. Tom wouldn't like it. He's he's just Tom. You know, he's just gonna, I don't like it. I don't like it.
That's a good impression. I thought I was talking at first.
I never like it. I'm Tom. I don't like it. Yeah. So what'd you watch, Tom?
The Karen movie. It was pretty good. Would recommend for the wrong reasons.
The Boy Behind the Door, and this is a fucking Shudder movie, which surprised me because it's fucking good. Most of the shit you watch on Shudder is a piece of shit. This is about two buddies that are on the same baseball team, but they get captured by pedophiles. They're not pedophiles. Okay, so I just want to make
that clear. Vampires.
The people that capture them are not pedophiles. They are just fucking people that sell kids to pedophiles.
So they understand the plight of a pedophile, the pain and anguish they have to.
the kids are trying to break out and get the fuck out of there.
Kind of break out into what? A fucking
this
dance
movie
number?
Reminds me a lot of what was that Wes Craven movie?
Serving in the Rainbow.
The People Under the Stairs, but it's good because The People Under the Stairs was a piece of shit. It was just stupid as fuck. This one is like, it's a fucking good movie. It's a good cat and mouse movie. Like they're, oh shit, whatever. And it's violent. You know, the kids get beat the fuck up. It's pretty rough. You know, it's not something Tom would like because it's good. There's not. Wait a minute. Hold on. Was there a fart joke? No. There wasn't a
fart joke. Wait, hold on.
So Tom would not like it at all. But if there was, if they were doing like an autopsy or something and then the body farts, Tom would be like, I love this. You know, but no, it's not. It's a serious movie. It's very good. I recommend it.
So I heard a review of this a little bit ago, and the guy said, well, I don't want to give away the twist, but man, it's something. So what's that twist, Joe?
There's no fucking twist.
Isn't he like gets out of the trunk or something? And then he was like, oh my God, this is really going on.
Yeah, that happens like within the first fucking 15 minutes. That's not a twist. whose reviews are you watching, Ty? You're always watching bullshit reviews. Man, he got out of the fucking trunk. Oh, damn. I didn't expect that. This is 15 movies in. You know, I thought it was going to end right then and there.
Oh, shit. Oh shit, dude.
What'd you watch, Tom?
Oh shit.
I watched Neon Black Reviews. Name 25 of his DVDs he has in his collection just because he's trying to put them in order. So he's picking out DVDs and saying, hey, I got this DVD.
Shazam, I forgot I bought this one. This is a Lucio Fulci. Yep.
So the girl with the crystal plumage.
This the girl with the conch up her ass.
These were called the Animal Trilogy, but it wasn't really
intentional. It was all about a black glove killer.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Smash that like button, you fuck. Oh shit.
I watched a movie called Enforcement. This is a Danish movie. Do you know what country Danish is? I don't fucking know either. But
I do.
This is a movie about a community that's Muslim. They're Muslim community. And there's been a Muslim guy that's been killed by or beaten down.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you knew you weren't wanted someplace and it was pretty dangerous for you to be there, would you go to that place?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not. So this Muslim guy had got beaten down there. This is like George Floyd. It's like a George Floyd thing in Danish or whatever that fucking country is, Dane or whatever. But You know,
please, everybody who may see this sometime, whenever, just know my friend Joe is very ignorant and he doesn't know what he's saying and he's drunk.
So, two cops go there, you know, and one's a real shit cop and the other one's like a not quite a shit cop, but he's still a cop, so he's still shit. And like a fucking big riot happens while they're there, and well, everybody hates the cops, so they're fucking like, it's a siege movie, like they're trying to get out of the Muslim fucking apartment complex or whatever it is. You know, it's kind of like the Cabrini Green of fucking Danish, but you know.
I hear you're looking for Candyman, bitch.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but this
that
is
a guy's shitty fucking voice. Say the line. I hear you're looking for Candyman, bitch.
Again.
I hear you're looking for Candyman, bitch.
All right, we'll go with that.
I hear you're looking for Candyman, bitch. No, no.
It was him.
So yeah, this movie, they're on the run the whole fucking movie, and it's
a good man movie. Why you smell like pee pee all the time? It's because I hang around in public bathrooms with my boys cosplaying as Candyman, bitch. Man, we gotta quit hanging out with Reggie, man. Now we're starting to smell like pee. Yeah, I noticed that, but he's taking this a little too far. I don't want him to hit me with the hook or anything, but I'm getting tired of hanging out in a public bathroom smelling like pee, man. And then they all leave, and they turned him in. This old piss smelling, eep, come on, get him. Here you're looking for Candyman, bitch. That movie sucks. Join us next week when we talk about all three, four now, I guess, Candyman movies.
Oh, fuck. Are we done with... But anyway, yeah. So that's that movie. I recommend it. But after that, I didn't have anything to do, so I just like, oh, fuck, there's a comic book right there. Let me read this comic book.
Okay. Did you?
I did. I wish I hadn't, because it's a piece of shit.
Why?
Remember last week when we talked about the Prowler?
Oh, yes. Hobie.
You know,
Hobie Brown.
So last week, the Prowler has fucking Peter Parker by the throat. And fucking J. Jonas Jameson.
With his fucking nail fingers.
Yeah. J. Jonas Jameson breaks in and sees him, have him by the throat. Right?
Hey guys, what the fuck are you doing? Break it up in here. God damn it.
So this episode or this issue, J. Jonas Jameson hadn't broke in. And fucking the Prowler like throws him out the window, Peter Parker, but he hadn't, you know, Peter Parker just jumped out the window. So it's one of these fucking things like, okay, well, this last panel that happened didn't fucking happen. So it's a piece of shit. And then, yeah, the Spider-Mans and the Prowler, they fight a little, and then Prowler gives fucking Spider-Man's his sob story. And
yeah, you can tell Stan Lee wrote this shit. Please, Spider-Man, don't turn me in. I'm so black and so poor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, this is a Stan Lee classic.
Stan Lee should have been writing now, like right now in this fucking age, and he would have been the greatest writer ever. But people still consider him the greatest writer ever, but fuck him. Fuck you, Stan Lee, because your writing sucks, and the Prowler is a piece of shit character.
Stan Lee and his
fucking window washer
shit is not good. He should have wrote the Karen movie. That's how unsubtle his shit is.
Yeah. So this fucking sucks.
They all have been sucking.
Thanks a lot, Tom, for fucking...
This was you. Up. This is what you it wanted
is.
To
it
do.
It is. Bro. I wanted to do this because I know you're a big fan of Spider-Man's.
And Joe, if I wanted to read a fucking white guy fucking talking the black voice in comics, I'd pick up Spawn. Okay?
But anyway, you've always been a big fan of Spider-Man's.
Spawn so into a white guy.
We're doing this, and we're going to keep on going. Woo!
Can't wait.
Yeah, whatever.
Fuck off. I got some drinking to do. Man, I had to open up a bank account, a new bank account. So, Joe, I had to open up a bank account, and then there was a bat. And then the bat, he bite me. And then I turn into a bat. And then I walk outside and the sun come up. But lucky for me, there was a solar eclipse. So I didn't burn up. And in the end, I burn up. Please like my movie, please. It's not a piece of shit. I just want you to like my fucking movie. Please like it. It's a good movie. Please. Co-starring Danny Trejo. So what'd you think of Texas Blood Money Dusk Till Dawn 2, Joe?
Well, like, hey, Sean, if I had a camera and I was like pointing it wherever the fuck I wanted to, like, hey, look, let's do a fucking camera. You know, hey, somebody's going to cook something. Let's fucking put the camera between the burners. Yeah. Or let's fucking... This movie sucked. This movie is trying to be fucking, like, real artsy, and it's a piece of shit.
This movie's trying its damnedest to be a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was real bad, but at least your boy, what's his name, Billy Blownuts, Bruce Campbell, he was in it.
Yeah.
So that's fucking good.
He's in it for like 3 minutes at the beginning, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and then we got some bats and shit. It was like, oh, okay. You know, we're going to put these people in it so other people can watch it. All right.
Ah, it's just a movie they're watching. Fucking got them. Ironic, though, because all the bats, right?
Oh, yeah. Those bats in the elevator.
So the guy who directed this was one of the co-stars of Skinned Alive, a movie I talked about a couple weeks ago. That's still okay, but doesn't hold up so much.
Yeah.
Joe, yeah, it doesn't hold up the garbage.
Too much.
What?
It doesn't hold up that much. Yeah, you're right.
What doesn't?
Yeah, the movie that you're talking about.
What?
Yeah.
Why don't you help?
Because I don't give a fuck about this movie like you do. But anyway.
Yeah, Dusk Till Dawn 2, not good. Maybe one of the worst sequels there are.
Like Tom loved it.
No, I just said I didn't like it, sir. Ma'am, sorry. Didn't mean to use that. I know you're going through some things. Changes in your life. Hello, how are you?
Drunk.
Get some water.
No, it's TFW weekend.
No, it's Wednesday.
Right, I'm on vacation now.
You got to drink some water.
No.
Okay.
I told you. Like, he's really upset about that Italian menu.
Oh,
it's not a menu, you fuck. It's a goddamn station.
No, it's like fucked up because he's got options and he's still upset. Yeah.
We'll give him a gift card.
Okay.
To what? The fucking food court in Frightmare? Can't wait. It'll be like the fucking last time where you can't actually give the people fucking money. You have to buy little tickets.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hey, can we tip people or not?
Mm-mm. You got to give them the little tickets. Fucking pricks. Redeem it for some cash, you fuck. So yeah, Texas blood money sucks a dick. That scene where they're all sitting in the fucking hotel room like a couple of you-know-whats watching porno together.
Yeah.
That fucking sucked. That was trying to be a Quentin Tarantino movie like Karen was trying to be a Spike Lee movie.
It's real fucking bad. I mean, it's like all these shots that are like fucking perspective shots are just shit. I mean, this movie, it fucking sucks.
Yeah, I like the bat puppet. I think they only had one, but they used it a few times. I thought that was cool. But other than that, it can fuck right off, especially being a sequel to such a great movie like Dusk Till Dawn. Fucking sucks. That I don't think Dusk Till Dawn 2 gets enough hate. Like you always hear Exorcist 2 is the worst sequel. Well, at least that had the tap dancing number, you fuck.
You're
Dusk
right.
Till Dawn 2 didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it has some shit that makes me laugh. This one doesn't. No.
Yeah, no, it fucking... It's not. It just it tries to be fucking cool. You don't really give a fuck about, oh, I think that guy was in Terminator, or maybe it's just someone who kind of looks like him. Was the guy from Terminator really in a cheap piece of shit movie like this? He was.
Yeah, it sucked. And I'd never seen it, and I thought it was going to be much, much better. It's not. It's a piece of
well, at least the next one's a prequel and it's set in the Wild West.
We will see that one and we will see how it is because I've never seen this one either.
Yep. It's a little better, but not by much. You like how they go back to the titty twister? But they only show a shot of it from behind the sign because there was no way they were going to spend the money to even make like a front of the fucking bar.
Well, most of the time, too, it's a POV shot from behind his hat, you know, and they're walking through there. And okay, at least there's some chicks with their clothes off. Then they're chicks that you really don't want to see with their clothes off. You know, it's like,
and the inside looked a lot cheaper, too.
Yeah. Some weird shit.
Yeah. Not good. Not good at all.
Not at all.
Fuck you, Joe.
Do you recommend?
Would not recommend.
I recommend. Me neither, man.
All right. See you next week for fucking part 3. Fucking asshole. You like lists?
No. I do not like lists.
Me neither. I threw mine together about 2 minutes before we did this because I said, fuck.
Me too.
I forgot we're doing this.
So did I. And this is, you know, it's a list. Fuck it.
Let me, I'm going to go grab a beer. You entertain the fine, fine people, especially Mike. I know that sweet Irish boy's in here somewhere.
Oh, shit. I didn't even look at the comments that are going on. But yeah, so. Like, check it out. So, Tom, he works real hard. No, he doesn't. He just fucking, like, makes these masks and stuff. But they're pretty good anyway, even though he just, like, fucking cranks it them out. So, go to dwmproductions.net and check out, like, all the new shit that he's doing. Some of it's good. Some of it you might not like. But fuck you. It's good anyway. Why the fuck are you so judgmental and... Like, can you do that? No, you can't do that. Fuck you, man. Why are you even fucking listening to this, man? Like, goddamn. Like he busts his ass on that. Have you seen, like the thing that he did with the... I don't even look and see what he does. does either. I don't give a fuck. But no, most of his shit's really good. So go look at it, you know, and if you want to buy it, fucking buy it. If you don't do it, you know, because, you know, like, here's Tom right now. Like, check him out. You know, he's got that fucking cap on and, you know, the shitty beard. But
I'm going to shave, and this hat is a little deflated.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got a list.
We do.
What that list is.
Tom's list. I got to put on my glasses and shit.
Spectacles.
Yeah.
This is the top 10 holes you would like to pull.
So Tom said, like, hey, top 10 songs sung by women's. Am I right?
I think I said bitches.
Okay. Right. So I did this last minute. So there's no order to it. So I'm just going to go down the list. And, you know, I know the name of the song. I don't know the name of the artist, but I know it's like.
Hey, man, as long as you can sing it, we're good.
Okay.
In a lady's voice.
Okay. All right. L.A. lady, pretty baby, dancing for the band.
Not a woman, but a bitch. I was going to do that joke myself, but you took it from me, so I
won't. Only closer, tiny dancer. Yeah, so we got Tiny Dancer.
Burn your head, eyes on the highway. Eugene, maybe.
Baby.
Yeah. She's for the band. Ballerina.
You must have seen her.
Dancing in the sand. Now she's gone. Looking on, maybe. Come on, these are just honorable mentions. We can't take this long in this fucking bullshit.
Well, you just keep going on and on, you fuck.
Hold me closer, un poquito. More honorable mentions.
Oh, me or you?
Yeah, you fuck.
Okay, so I got next one I have.
Jam.
No more bread and butter. No more toast and jam. Fuck yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna need some more beer soon.
I don't know who's saying that. But anyway, the next one I have is Bitches Are Hustlers Too. I thought you knew. Bitches are hustlers too. I thought you knew. Next one I have. I know a place. I'll take you there. Ain't nobody crying. I'll take you there. You know, they made a video of that with like a bunch of G.I. Joe people like fucking dancing. Remember that? In the early days of the internet? Yeah. That was good shit.
Oh, fuck.
Next one I have is like, why do fools fall in love? Why do birds sing so gay? Why do they... Yeah, so anyway, those were my honorable mentions.
It was good. So, I don't really know the words to this song because it's new and I don't really listen to new music. pardon me, but I think it was last year, like the hit song of the summer was Wet Ass Pussy, and I want to commend them for having such a vulgar song reach such heights, because that's funny to me. Like this filthy, filthy, vulgar song was like on the Billboard Awards and topping the charts and shit. It's fucking great.
Do you know the lyrics to Wet Ass Pussy?
Yeah.
Do you want to sing it? Come on, do it loud.
Are you fucking with some wet ass pussy? I don't know.
Wow, like, that was like an accent that was added to that.
Yeah.
Oof. And you might want to apologize to the half a black guy who might be watching this.
I think I've had too much. I can't think of the verses right
now. All right, but think about it. I'm like, come back here and like sing it all.
All right. Listen to it. I'll come back.
And then I have, I think it's a mashup. There's this guy called DJ Cumberbun, and he'll put like different songs together and mix them. And he combined Wet Ass Pussy and the Monster Mash. That was really good. And then I have my neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack. Because again, fucking vulgar. And
okay, that's great. So that one is great because if you do a search, get on Bing and just like
get on Bing,
put that on and then put PMV and you'll see some of the greatest like fucking porn mashups ever.
Okay. Hey, Joe, don't go chasing waterfalls. Just stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all, but I think you're moving too fast. The point of this song, don't have dreams. Fuck 'em. Just stick to your normal, average, everyday shit and don't try to succeed at anything because you're not going to. It's all just bullshit. There are no waterfalls. There's only fucking muddy puddles in your life. So don't aim high. Thank you, TLC. Thank you. He works hard for the money. So hard for the honey. He works hard for the money, so you better treat him right. It's pretty good when Cartman sang it, too. But since he's probably a man boy, then probably can't add it. So the original lady who sang it, put her on there. Joe, number 10.
At number 10, I have Emotion. It's just emotion. Should have taken me off, picking me up, stopping the night. Fuck yeah.
Push it. Burp. Burner, push it. Burner. Salt and pepper's here. Burner. You can't sing any more of that song, otherwise you just sound like, oh yeah, put your dick in me.
Yeah. Man, I want to get fucked by a man. Yeah, exactly.
Want to get fucked by a man. Kinda, mighty, mighty good man.
Kind of like my next song, you know, which is, you know, the next song sung by a woman. Karma chameleon. You come and go. You come and go. Karma chameleon. Something, I'm very gay. Yeah.
Sure are, Joe. Sure. Number 9.
I don't know where the fuck we are. Going down the list, motherfucker.
All right. Well, I think it's number 9, and I just want to let you know that I'm only happy when it rains. And I'm only happy when I'm constipated. I'm only happy when I'm masturbating. I'm only happy when it rains. I was about 11, 12 years old with a fucking garbage pack on my backpack like a fucking mo. What an embarrassing little kid I was. Yep. Old Fruit-tacular Tom, that's what they called me. Yep. Hey, you want some breakfast cereal? Yeah, but only if it's Fruity Pebbles, motherfucker.
Go to that Tom, bitch. He's real fruity.
Pour your misery down on me.
You seen Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
He sits on them.
That's Tom.
Hey. Number 8.
All tomatoes are Tom's. Number 8. Let me go on like a blister in the sun. Let me go on.
That is a fucking man.
Yeah, so yeah, that's a fucking good song.
Yeah, just like Elton John, that's a man.
No, it's not.
Yes.
It's a no. Nope.
Yeah, that's a fucking man.
Nope. No, listen to it.
Yeah, he pisses with his dick in his hand.
It's a fucking woman. Come on.
Oh, shit. I have that song with Gangsta Boo. Gangsta Boo is crunk. What you radio edits know about them calicos and Glocks? Shit to go pop, fucking burning up your block. Fuck the fucking cops, call them. I don't give a fuck. Something I think radio edit what? Bust a radio edit what? So where it's going down. So where it's at, homeboy. Thugs and killers, axes and drug dealers. Why do we have a lady on this song? I don't know. Keep doing the chorus. So there was that. You know of the Gangsta Boo from the 3-6 Mafia?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just found out she was a lady when you said she was, Tom. Oh, okay. I would have liked her better if her name was, oh, Gangsta Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
Well, I don't know, Juicy J. I don't think Lord Infamous is going to like this. I don't know. Just go, Joe. What do you got? Number 7.
Okay. Number 7. Songs sung by a woman. Fucking Jingle Bells.
Oh, shit. So, I mean, do we just stop the podcast there? Because it's not going to get any better than that. Oh, you fuck. If you don't have something better than that for number 1, you fucked up.
I don't.
Oh, you know she's singing like that, but I know she's saying dashing through the snow.
I was like, I know these are all bitches.
No, you didn't have to say that. We understand, Joe.
For those that didn't.
Chris would have got it eventually, dog.
We send him a letter.
My baby used to wrote me a letter. Now I got that in my head. It's not a woman. Hey, Joe, I'll be right back. I'm walking in the spider webs. Leave a message and I'll call you back. A likely story. Whoa. Leave a message and I'll call you back. Like the giant fruit that I am, no doubt might have been my first concert. It was either that or 311.
Was it your first concert?
It was either that or 311. How about this, Joe? In fourth grade, I had a no doubt shirt that I would wear that I thought was just the coolest ever.
Hey, you know what? She's cute as fuck.
As a button?
Now, I would beat the shit out of her. You know, I'm not saying I would like sleep with her, but I would hit her a lot, you know.
Joe's been drinking. He's just trying to be funny, guys. That's all that is.
Yeah. So anyway, was that your number or whatever?
7, yes.
Yeah. What?
Eh?
I got no business, like show business, like no business, I know. Ethel Merman's No Business. Fuck yeah. Good song.
Leave me right here, because I don't want to go. Oh. Leave me, dun dun, right here, dun dun, cause I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go. Good lyrics in the 90s. Say what you want about the music, but the lyrics were top notch, and that was Veruca Salt, named after Willy Wonka. Volcano Girls, another very embarrassing song that I actually do have on a playlist right now. It's my the playlist is called Songs to Get Fucked in the Ass To.
So like from the first season, when that one old bitch was singing, it was like, oh, you take the good, you take the bad, and take you both, and then you have the facts of life. The facts of life. Yeah. So fuck yeah, that was that song at that time. Hey, Tootie, if you're listening.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. Sock it 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 to me. Oh, mad at me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. Hey, yeah. That's all I got. Thought I was about to fucking shit for a second. I'm okay now. It was just those high notes. Number 4.
I got the from the Jeffersons. Bees don't burn on the kitchen. Sun don't dawn on the grill. Blah, 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 blah.
So you don't like the song as much.
Going up on the east side. I don't know. And you, before we started recording.
Okay. Well, my number four, it just says Alanis. Because what could I say? I'm a Kevin Smith fan.
You are, man. So are you fucking like, like really fucking excited about the fucking new Kevin Smith movie? Like the fucking stupid bullshit that he's doing? No?
Yes, very excited.
Okay.
And I'm here to remind you.
Remember that one? Fucking Screeching Canadians. This was also in, like, right before I started listening to ICP, and it was just all radio music. My buddy was really into stealing shit from Spencer's. So I was just like, hey, man, can you steal me an Alanis Morissette hat? And then he stole me an Alanis Morissette hat. And even then, I was too embarrassed to wear that shit.
Did you ever steal something from Spencer's?
No, Hot Topic. Like, it was a bunch of stickers. And then we went to JCPenney's. And my buddy stole some stuff from JCPenney's and got caught. And then we all went to the jail. Not the jail, but I guess it was the police station.
Yeah. Did they fuck him in the ass, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Corey?
No.
No?
No. This was back in the old Chicagoland.
Oh. Hey, I'm just a guy from Chicago.
One of my buddies didn't give a fuck. He was just there. Like, dude, we were like fucking 11, 12 years old. Like, very young. And he was just like, oh, I'm fucking drunk. I broke into my mom's cabin and got fucking drunk. He was just acting fucking wild. It was hilarious. I still remember that shit. He gave no fucks. It was great.
Yeah.
He'd always go around because I guess he just watched Saturday Night Live or his mom had a tape. He'd go, I'll get some money for the United Negro Pizza Fund. It was great. The kid was fucking hilarious.
Where is he now?
I don't know, dude. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I haven't talked to him since we moved from Chicago, but I'll say his first name was Ian and he was fucking hilarious. He was. Good stuff.
All right, Tom, where are you at?
Until you die, till you die, but you're still alive, and I'm here.
Isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too. Number three.
My number three is, it's raining tacos out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Tacos, fuck yeah, great song.
And I don't feel so bad about naming Alanis Morissette in garbage.
I guess that's not good. You're naming some bullshit, Tom. Go for it.
I have King Gordy the Mask, and I'm trying to think of when a lady's on this track, because King Gordy's a man.
Watch your pronouns.
Holding your cries, holding your heart behind your addictions. Holding your pride. Some people's lives remain in misery. It pains and sickens me how you choose to go through the rest of your days. It tickles me. He has a funny voice. Number two.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near, just like me? They long to be close to you. Fuck yeah.
Woo!
Made the list twice. I have Gwen Stefani, Shine, the song from the hit motion picture Paddington. I can't remember any of the words, but I know it's a song from Paddington, so it's fucking great. And I think Pharrell's on it, and he sounds womanly, so two time. Joe, number one.
You better think what you're trying to do to me. You better think, boom. What's an on? Yeah, so.
Freedom!
You see the real shit? Come out to Texas Frightmare Weekend. Me and Tom will be there, and we'll be recording live, I think, at some point. Maybe. I mean, we'll be pretty fucking drunk, but you guys can fucking hang out with us and drink. It's only going to cost you like $20 a piece, and like, it's going to be a good time.
When the darkness falls on you, when the darkness falls, when the darkness falls on you, when the darkness falls. This song is for every kid who's disturbed, every geek, every nerd. Oh my ghetto children that lay on the curb. I really hope this song influenced you.
And we haven't said it before, but this weekend is going to be the premiere of Tom and I's first single.
Oh shit. And I did not get the memo.
We've been talking
didn't put your for a while,
and like Tom has been saying, like, "Hey, we need to fucking put out an album."
I mean, we do.
We're doing this shit. We're doing this shit. So,
ask your fucking mama, bitch. The THC don't play. Hey. So if you are in the area and you hear this in the next 2 days,
we're going to make that t-shirt. We're going to make that t-shirt. We got to screen that motherfucker. But you got to place that fucking mask
out there. It'll be a Texas Frightmare weekend this weekend. Stop by. We have 496 koozies to give away. Probably a little less because I would assume Joe would take a couple for himself. So
I'll
head on over
into some of them and give it to you.
So head on over to dwnproductions.net, find peruse all the fine art over there, and then head on over to Fast Custom Shirts where you can peruse the woo. And after that, head on over to boygob.com, listen to the audio version, the Facebook page, and a YouTube page. Fancy Dan. All right. Goodbye. Boy Gob.
Man, this is all spoken. Man, you know I've been enjoying things that kings and queens will never have. In fact, kings and queens can never get. And they don't even know about it.
Great googly moogly.
Great googly moogly. I have had my fun. If I never get well no more. I have had my fun. If I never get well no more. Oh yeah, I'm going down. been a millionaire. Because if I had kept all my money that I already spent, I would have been a millionaire a long time ago. And women, ooh, women. Shape I'm in.